This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You could win front row tickets to see the Jonas Brothers. Oh my God. On August 27th, 2021. It's right around the corner at the Shoreline Amphitheater. The contest ends this Thursday, May 27th. Go to radioalice.com/contents. Click on this contest link, the Jonas Brothers link, and complete the online entry form. That's it. We would love to put you in the front row at the Jonas Brothers. Right now, it's time for
the Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app. Odyssey has replaced radio.com. It's still the same great app. In fact, it's better.
Better.
It's better than ever before.
New and improved.
Right. So go get the Odyssey app. Make sure you get the Odyssey app to get the Sarah and Vinny Show's full podcast and our secret show, which is back. Episode 3 coming up this Friday.
Yep. It's going to be epic.
Yeah, we got a good one planned for this Friday.
Sure do.
Forget about the other two.
Forget
this is the one.
This is the one. Start with right. This one.
Right. So tonight, I'm driving in this morning to work. The moon was huge and low and, you know, in full view. So I guess tomorrow morning, that's when we're going to get the brightest moon, the superflower blood moon. And also there's some kind of an eclipse that's going to happen. So I noticed at my house things were crazy, and I was trying to figure out what happened to these kids, and I'm thinking it's the moon, but I don't know. Maybe they're just kids and they just had a bad day. Who knows? But full moon, everybody.
Don't try to explain kids. You know, you can't.
I know. That's well.
You can't figure it out. Don't try to figure
it
out.
Living with it. It's like, what is
it? It's a mystery. It's constant daily mystery.
Why are you guys crying so much? Mm. Now I'm crying. You know what? You want to hear something weird?
Yeah.
So I was thinking about the full moon and I thought, oh, they've got the full moon fever. Maybe that's it. So I looked up the record and thought there must be a song, right? The great Tom Petty record, Full Moon Fever. There is no song. Mm. He just named the record that, but there's no song on there called that.
Really?
Yeah. Weird, huh? Not that anybody cares.
Maybe I'm he sure wrote it about like, his own kids.
We don't play that guy.
Oh, I play him. Sorry. I play him all the time. I don't care.
I know. I love Tom Petty, but it's weird.
Very.
Just name the album that, and there's no song there, and all right.
You'd think you'd name it after one of the songs. That seems typical,
well, usually,
right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't. Mm-hmm. Or it's such a great title for a song. You'd think you'd have written a song. I mean,
I wonder if there's... if that's just a lyric in one of the songs that's
line,
on there.
A line, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. So, weather-wise, we're looking at... yesterday was beautiful. I don't know if it was warm where you were, but it
gorgeous.
Was...
it gorgeous.
Was perfect.
Yep.
Almost too warm. And you can expect the same again today. Super
fantastic.
Sunny, bright blue sky overhead at the moment for me, so...
my lawn's drying out. I can see it from here. It's fantastic.
Get out and enjoy. I mean, if you can, of course.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
You might not be able to. Chained to your desk.
Yeah. Okay. How about a fast fact?
I love those. Fast,
oh,
fast,
Brent's
fact.
Oh, I was looking at Crystallion. It's a Full Moon Fever song. Oh, sorry. I was listening to this other song because it's an actual song called... oh, I'm still on Odyssey.
Yeah, you're still on Odyssey. I'm like, wow.
Sorry about that.
He's doing fast, 50 fast, things at once. Let's just do that.
Someone wrote in and said, what's wrong with Bryn's voice? Were you yelling a lot yesterday?
You know, I have a lot of allergies, and I think I'm starting to get something. It's kind of...
Jesus.
I'm not sure what it is. I've been having, like, sneeze fits, like 10 in a row sometimes. That was one thing. And then now, like, I have this rasp in my voice.
Can you turn yourself up a little bit?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I'm not sure if... sorry, I'm doing a bunch of things at once. And
there we go.
I guess apparently I'm sick, too, so...
All right. Well, people wrote in and said, what's wrong with Bryn's voice? So I just thought I'd ask real quick.
Oh, they noticed.
Uh-huh. Well, we all noticed, but, you know. Anyway.
Point it out.
I have a fast back about Phil Mickelson. If you don't know who that is, he's a golfer.
Yep.
His nickname is Lefty. Over last weekend, he made history as he became the oldest golfer to win a major championship at the age of 50 years old. So, which is really neat, right? Like, go
that's
old guys.
That's the oldest?
The oldest guy to... Now, this is...
There's
a senior tour where older people can golf, and they're really good golfers, and they do well. But the oldest guy to win a major is Phil Mickelson now at the age of 50 years old. Phil Mickelson's nickname is Lefty, but he's right-handed. The only thing he does left-handed is golf. And it's because he watched his dad golf when he was little... and mirrored his swings and ended up becoming a left-handed golfer from a young age.
That's amazing. So he just stood in front of him and they would mirror each other's moves. How
and
incredible.
And he became a lefty simply for that reason.
It was like, I am just better at it on this side.
I remember I walked into the left playing left-handed guitar felt right to me. And I remember walking in for my first guitar lesson with the guitar upside down. And the guy goes, turned it around and handed it back to me. And I went, but that doesn't. And he goes, no, this is how you're going to learn.
Oh.
And that's the
I
way
wonder
it went.
If you should have gone left-handed.
Maybe I'd be good. Who knows?
Maybe you would be like a, you know, savant or something if you went lefty.
You know what? Music doesn't.
Have you ever tried to string it the opposite way and flip it over?
I just went with what I was told.
Oh. I think I'm left-handed too, actually.
Say it again.
Guitar?
Oh, in general. But I play guitar. I'm everything right-handed now because I was forced to use my right hand as a kid. Mm-hmm. The Asian culture, like my mom would slap my left hand if I use it to write or to eat. So everything. But when I do kuksul, I kick with my left foot. I'm dominant left foot.
Huh.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And what is it? So you mentioned the Asian culture, though. What does that have to do with it?
It's like bad luck or it's like bad parenting. If your kid uses their left hand, I mean, a lot of Asian Americans don't care that much about it. So Anita's lefty and her parents let her do that. Hmm. Her whole family's lefties. But my family wouldn't let Derek or Cameron be a lefty. So every time I'm like, let Cameron use whatever hand she wants. But if I let my mom babysit Cameron, my mom's always like, she doesn't hit her, but she's like, no, use that other hand. No. And I'm like, let her use whatever hand. But I can't control that if I'm not around. Yeah. But it's like a superstition thing. So, and they are pretty superstitious. Yeah.
Oh, what a trip.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's one of those weird things with parents, too, where you want to show them respect, but you're also like, that's my kid. She's left-handed. Leave her be.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, you're caught in the middle of that.
Right.
Yikes. Well, anyway, that's how he... Lefty isn't. He's a right-handed guy who just golfs left because he was mirroring his dad's swing.
Come on, Adele.
People are clueless, and here's proof.
Okay.
All right.
The average person thinks if you drop them in the middle of nowhere, they could survive in the wilderness for 16 days.
Oh.
Now, they do, the key word here is survive, so it's not, you wouldn't be living in the lap of luxury, you wouldn't build yourself a home. And,
you wouldn't necessarily
you know,
flourish, and you'd be really hungry and thirsty and filthy when you got out, but.
But I would say, and look, I believe this, like, maybe you never spend any time thinking about it, but everything wants to live, everything.
Fights to survive.
Yeah, you like chase a bug down, that bug will run for its life. Like everything wants to survive. So your instinct is to survive. You'll do whatever it takes. I get that part. And yet 16 days is so long. Mm-hmm. I don't think that everyone makes it. I think that people are kidding themselves. And it's kind of what people learn about themselves on Survivor, which is a show where you have a safety net that will pull you out of there.
And some rice and beans and clean water.
Yeah, and even just knowing you have a safety net, like there's a guy with a camera right there filming you, probably helps. Like,
yes.
You know, all right, I can do this. This guy's right here. If it, you know, if I fall down, they'll pick me up and take me home.
And we've seen medical respond on that show plenty. They're not letting anyone die out there.
They say the not freezing part might be tough, though, because less than 1 in 5 Americans are confident they could start a fire if they only had flint. If they only had flint, and without flint, they say it's 0% of people could start a fire. People do at least get that about themselves.
Well, is it sunny and do I have a pair of eyeglasses? I'm pretty sure.
Right. I mean, there's, well, right. I mean, look, I've watched that. I used to watch that Bear Grylls show.
Yeah.
And I bought myself a knife. I'm ready, right? I got a knife.
You bought one of his knives, huh?
Oh, I bought a knife, not his knife. But I mean, I was watching him, you know, survive out there.
It doesn't say Bear Grylls on it. It's not the Bear Grylls
knife.
No,
it doesn't say Bear Grylls. But I definitely bought a knife because I watched him survive out there and thought, well, I mean, seems like that's the tool.
Yeah, having a multi-tool would actually be really helpful because then at least you could, you know, they say there's certain ways you can notch wood. And I read a lot of survivalist stuff, but I don't, I mean, if I have fresh water, I can probably make it 16 days. I'd be miserable. I'd be miserable. I'd almost die, but then I'd make it. Oh, look at the Bear Grylls knife.
Oh, is that Bear's?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Is that his signature right there? Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Funny.
Yeah, that's the brand I got, but I didn't get his kind.
Do you think you could make it 16 days, Vin? Are we just typical Americans who think we could make it? Because I think I feel like I could. Maybe.
I feel like my will to survive is strong. Mm-hmm. I do believe that. But could I make it? You got to be realistic about what it's like out there. Yeah. I mean, yeesh.
It's about water, bottom line.
Right.
You got to be able to get clean water. Well, so can I have one of those little portable filters? I need one of those.
Yeah, but that's it. You're not. That's then you're not. Now you've got camping. Now you're camping.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're not just surviving. They dropped you in.
It's completely different than surviving 16 days in the wilderness. I don't know. I think I'm less confident than the people who were polled here because many people felt strongly that they'd survive 16 days. Oof, that's a long time. And then they go on to say, most people can't tell which plants or berries are edible, which ones might kill them. So there's that problem. And two-thirds of us don't know what poison ivy even looks like.
Oh, I know what it looks like.
One thing is for sure, though, from the survey, they say, after all of these pandemic lockdowns, most people have a newfound appreciation for nature and being outdoors. So that's good.
Well, maybe they'll make an effort to be a person who could survive for 16 days. It is true. It's nice to be. It's so great to be outside. And this past year, I'm actually really envying you and your RV trip. I think that's going to be really fun. I bet you that's a great family bonding experience. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be great.
I hope you're right.
I'm right about this one.
I fear that people will hear me screaming, you know, help down the highway and be like, is that Vinny? Pull up.
<Hey. laughs>
Get near the door and let me jump into your convertible. I got to get out of here.
Save him if you hear him. Save him.
I'm sure it'll be fine. Yeah,
it will be. It's going to be great.
Of course.
You don't even have to do the driving. Amazing.
I may have done this, but I don't think so. Okay. I'm interested in it, though, and I've been meaning to talk to you about it. Over half, about 60%+ of Americans want to write their own memoir someday. And when I think about that, I think, again, like, you know, how I think, you know, the whole surviving 16 days, you're delusional. You'll probably die.
Right.
I also think that the whole writing your own memoir, maybe your life isn't as interesting as you think. With that said, I also think there's a ton of people out there with super interesting stories. And if only they knew how to write, their book would be a bestseller. Like, that's the thing holding them back from having, you know, an appearance on Oprah and having a bestseller is like, well, you can't write. Right. But your life story would be amazing, right?
Sure. I mean, look at Bryn's family. I mean, their family,
that is one of the people I think of. His dad amazing. And his mom and dad. Right. Absolutely.
Like they did story. It. You know, it also, you know, 60% would think that they would like to. Like I'd like to. I know I won't. There's, you know, that's a scratch the surface kind of a question. You know what I mean? We'd all like to write our story down because you'd like your grandchildren to know who you were and what you thought about. But actually putting pen to paper, I know how incredibly unlikely that is.
Right.
I'm not doing that.
Well, that's the point is it's very difficult. And so it's easy to say, I think I have a story that people would be interested in, but unfortunately I can't write. I tried.
Right.
It's not good.
I
remember though, I like asking people a lot of questions. I'm into people. I'm interested. I remember when we flew to New York for the New York Marathon. And when we landed, when we got into the air, the New York Marathon was on. When we landed, thanks to Hurricane Sandy or something, the marathon had been canceled. We had this guy pick us up who was, I think my wife had planned it. It's like a town car, not a limo, but like one of those.
A driver's service.
So the guy picks us up and she goes into the bathroom and I start talking to the guy and then we're in the car and I'm continuing to ask him questions. And this guy's story was fascinating. Like he's from New York. He played basketball with Dr. J and had these great stories about, and I'm sitting there, there's a guy. He had a life story people would want to hear and they'll never get to hear it.
Right.
Because he didn't write it all down. But it's neat.
I wonder if social media will change that. This is one of the things I've long thought about social media is that we are in fact documenting our lives on it.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
And where you and I didn't start until we were in our 40s, my kids' kids will never know anything else. Your kids, actually. I mean, if they start at age 13, then they'll... And while we keep it on the rosy side on there, generally speaking, it becomes a journal of sorts.
Yeah, I agree. In fact, I thought it was more of a journal.
Years.
I thought Facebook was more of a journal than it's turned out to be. But I agree with you. I do think you're documenting things. I think like this guy in particular, probably just like me, I don't have pictures of my youth.
No.
Mm-hmm. I have no pictures of anything, but our kids will. That's pretty cool.
Oh my God. Is there a day that goes by without these kids getting a picture of themselves?
But one of this guy's stories, he's like, I was the best basketball player for miles where I grew up. And I made it. I made it to the big leagues and I got to, he's like, but I love Dr. J and I finally got to play with him and he made me look like a donkey. Like that there's a guy who was so, he's like, he was so good. He didn't have to come to practice. His story was amazing. Those stories won't get told, but you're right. The younger people will be able to do that on Instagram or
with a different form of media, though, like podcasts. I think it's a lot easier for people to document their life stories,
to tell their stories without having to write them.
I thought about that. It's a lot easier for me to interview my dad real quick and get a lot of stories and then fact check it with my mom and then have that kind of way of delivering the same story without having to write it down, right?
Yeah.
You got to do that.
You got to do that. You have to.
Are you going
to
do that?
I plan to do that, but you know
you
how it is.
You should do that.
You know how it is with
kids.
Yes,
I do. I know how it is.
Time and my garden.
I know. Time gets away from you.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, God. Someone, you know what? I love it when people know us so well. Like people were writing in yesterday, and I think we were talking about dating, and someone said, Sarah doesn't do anything without John. She can't be alone. And it was just one of those moments where I'm like, people know us so well. It's actually neat. But someone wrote, Vinny is thinking, we've been doing family bonding this whole year. And I'm like, that quote rolled through my head. Exactly.
Family, you're going to be doing family bonding in a rolling prison this time. This is going to be great.
You know me too well, 510. I'm sorry, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Lindsay Lohan.
The fire crotch.
And has a new movie coming out.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.